Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Hey, you're listening to the Happy Hour podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you're enjoying the songs and would like to hear them in full, along with all the interviews, tips and chat, just catch the full show, plus some extra tracks that you might have missed on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on every Monday at 1 p.m, with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m, with new episodes every other week. But for now, enjoy the Happy Hour podcast. The Happy Hour with Holly and Paulina is back.
Yes, it is. We're here until the end of this hour with your great mix of music and conversations around sight loss, mental health, and well-being.
And kicking off our show today, here's Leona Lewis.
Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen.
Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis on RNIB Connect Radio. Holly here on the Happy Hour today with my co-host Paulina.
Now, today is World Mental Health Day, and of course, because of it, we have some special guests returning to the Happy Hour.
Chris Simpson will bring us his 5 top tips for enabling our well-being, and Ross Wilcock returns to share something that makes him happy.
Plus, I'll be hearing from RNIB's Amanda Hawkins about the support available from the charity and how, due to the pandemic and how tough the last few months have been on all of us, looking after our mental well-being has finally come to the forefront of conversation. And we'll also have a special appearance as British Paralympian Naomi Riches MBE shares how she has looked after her mental health over the last few months.
So that's all on today's show, and we'll be chatting enabling our well-being after a short music break. It's Yuzu and their 1982 hit Only You.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Won't you need?
And now we're going to hear some tips on looking after our well-being.
My name is Chris Simpson from the organisational development team. Now, our first tip around enabling our well-being is this. In the Chinese language, there is only one word for crisis and opportunity, and it's the same word. They do not differentiate between those two things, a crisis and an opportunity. Now, people who deal with situations like we're going through at the moment, who deal with this the best, perhaps, are those who can see and accept and acknowledge a crisis taking place. And a lot of that is out of our control. And then focus, okay, what might be the opportunities within this? And that's not in an exploitative way. I don't mean it like that. I more mean things like, okay, this is an opportunity now. And just constantly be thinking, what are the opportunities? A good example, you know, those life plans that, you know, John Lennon always said, life is what happens when you're making other plans. And often we have these kind of life goals, these things that we want to achieve, you know, writing that book we always wanted to write, publishing that poetry, perhaps, recording that music that we always wanted to record. And that's kind of fallen by the wayside because life has got in the way. Maybe the opportunity in this environment at the moment is to kind of indulge in those kind of ideas and do those things that have been put on the back burner in the past. So, yes, there is a crisis taking place, but the people who deal with these kind of situations best are those who go, okay, I'm going to take that on the chin. There's nothing I can do about this crisis. However, what is the opportunity within this crisis? And maybe creating a deeper bond with a family member might be a good aim for all of us throughout this time. Like a mini version of that, so let's kind of descale that, would be if you're going to a meeting and your train is running late or your car is stuck in traffic, we can kind of panic about, okay, this is a bit of a crisis. Or we can say, actually, this is a bit more me time. You know, I can listen to that music. I can listen to that podcast. Or if I'm on a train, I can finish reading my book. Just seeing what the opportunity is in every crisis. And according to the Chinese proverb, there is an opportunity in every single crisis. Top tip number two is from the work of the brilliant Dr. Daniel Amen, who has spent his last few years doing a number of brain scans. He's done 83,000 brain scans. And statistically, the best antidepressant is gratitude. So what he found is that if you write down three things you are grateful for every day, and they have to be three different things, you can't repeat them each day, but if you write down three things you're grateful for every day, within 3 weeks, you notice a significant increase in your happiness, much more than if you'd spent 3 weeks taking Prozac. Very, very, very powerful bit of research. So write down three things you're grateful for every day if you're not feeling in a great place at the moment. Within those 3 weeks, you will notice a significant increase in your happiness, and that's from a result of 83,000 brain scans that Dr. Daniel Amen's done. Number three, our third tip is identify what's non-negotiable in your happiness. Big question now, what makes you happy? Make a list of those things. And then identify what are the ones that I can currently do at the moment, and then put a kind of a ring fence around those. So you're doing those a lot. Sometimes our happiness, we see as a negotiable, and we put it aside for what we think are more important things. But in a time like this, there's no excuse to do that, really. So identify what's kind of the non-negotiable in your happiness and go for it. Number four is to share our thoughts and feelings. Now, unfortunately, in the UK, traditionally, it's been this kind of attitude around well-being of having a stiff upper lip and bottling things up and repressing feelings. We now know that's the polar opposite thing that you should do. And we've just got that completely wrong in the UK. Now, other countries like Argentina and USA are very proactive actually about their well-being. And that's why you often might see TV programs where they say, I'm off to see my therapist. And that's quite a common thing in American TV shows. And that's because they haven't waited in those situations to wait until things are broken before fixing them. They're quite proactive about their well-being, and they're sharing their thoughts and feelings. Exactly the same in Argentina, actually, as well. Managing stress is not about repressing feelings. That's quite a misconception. So people who do this stuff well around enabling our well-being actively seek out support and share their thoughts and feelings. Trusted colleagues and friends can then empathize, these people you speak to, they can empathize and help us get perspective and come up with different solutions for our life challenges. And even just feeling understood by sharing gives us more emotional energy, which then gives us more of a creative mindset, which then allows us to find new solutions. So don't do the thing that a lot of people seem to do in the UK, certainly for the last few generations, which is just repress our feelings and not share. That we now know that's the polar opposite thing to do to enabling our well-being. Now, research shows us that we can tolerate the pressure in life better when we feel supported. Number five, it kind of links to number two a little bit, but I think it's so important that I will kind of want to underline it in a slightly different way. But indulge your way to relax, that you identify the way you relax is, having a glass of wine or anything like that. We would say everything in moderation, of course. But just indulge your way to relax, give yourself some joy, some pleasure at this time. That's fine. And don't feel guilty about it. OK, so stay safe, stay well, and stay connected.
Thank you so much, Chris Simpson from RNIB's organizational development team, sharing some great nuggets of wisdom there. Now, Holly, listening to Chris, what is the one thing that really makes you happy and is the one thing you kind of use to help yourself relax?
Oh, that's a good one. For me, it would be music. I think it just makes me feel really content, and I always listen to music, but especially when I need to relax, it just kind of transports me to a world where I just feel happy and free and just generally kind of wind down. What about you?
For the same reasons, films and TV shows, and it's something that I always loved, but I think especially during the pandemic, that was the thing I did a lot. Something we forget a lot about is that we do, as Chris said, we need that time for our brain to recharge and do something passive, so we're not constantly going over thoughts in our head and our brain can just take in information that's maybe not super heavy and a bit easier on us as well, on our mental well-being and on our emotions.
Yeah, it's really important to remember to take some time for yourself.
Yeah, and also talking about something that does make him happy and something he absolutely loves doing, we're bringing back a special guest from our previous episode of The Happy Hour. So here he is.
Hi, my name is Ross Alcott. I'm a queer spoken word performer and disability activist. What makes me happy is writing spoken word and The reason why is that I feel like it gives me a creative outlet to really speak my mind and let my voice be heard. And it's such a beautiful way of experiencing the world through writing and performing. And to perform in front of an audience is such a beautiful thing, because usually, to some extent, they have a similar experience to me. And it's such a beautiful thing to kind of be able to have something that I can share with the world, that when I'm writing it, I can be alone in my living room writing these words, and then to perform it and get it out to the world, to see that other people have felt that way as well, is this sort of community feel to something that is so personal.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. 10th of October is World Mental Health Day, and joining me to discuss the importance of looking after our mental well-being and what support is available through RNIB is their strategic lead for counseling and mental health, Amanda Hawkins. Amanda, it's been a tough year and a half for many of us, but it seems that if there's one upside to the pandemic is that many of us have actually become more open to discussing mental health and how we're feeling and how we're doing.
Definitely, yeah. I think, you know, it is an upside. I'm sorry that people are struggling with their mental health, but it was bound to happen, wasn't it? I don't think any of us were prepared for the last 18 months, and there has to be a reaction somewhere.
And we saw a really big reaction from many organizations, but RNIB seemed to be on top of it from the very beginning, because they've created a number of services throughout the coronavirus outbreak to help support our mental health.
Yeah, I mean, I think very early on, we had some sort of alarming calls coming in, people really worried about their, you know, what was going to happen to them, and seeing the impact of that on their mental health. So I think what we very quickly managed to get behind were these well-being check-ins. So we were really understanding that people didn't need huge amounts of time, but they did need to talk to someone about their fears. And especially as some of those fears were experienced in homes alone, you know, lots of people do live in families, but many of us don't. And I think, you know, when you have a fear and anxiety about the future, and that you don't have an opportunity to talk to someone about that, then it's really good to reach out and just talk to a professional about what some of your fears are. A lot of the fears just needed some general advice and could be very easily solved. They were practical, but others were a lot more sort of, you know, just concerned about loneliness and, you know, frightened of the future, whether or not that was for food, or just really worried about the world. And I think we all in some way or other engaged in that kind of level of fear.
And the plus, the really big news is that the mental well-being check-in sessions are going to continue. They were previously came from a funding, but now RNIB is continuing them. So what would a session like that look like, and who can, apply for one?
So anyone can apply. What we realised, I think, and again, you talked about upside at the beginning, what we had in place was some sessions for counselling. So if people came through and we offered them 8 sessions of counselling, but many people have something that's a fear that's not around for long, but is around for long enough for them to be worried. But one session was all they needed. So we've decided to continue them so that support's there. And that might not be about the pandemic now. It might be about something related, you know, to sight loss, but that doesn't need an 8 session counselling support. It needs just a 1 session talk. And, you know, in terms of applying, anyone can apply. You can do that through the helpline. And I think there's an online form as well. We turn them around really quickly. all of our, you are talking to a counsellor, and all the counsellors are trained in all aspects of sight loss. And it's just an hour for you to just explore whatever it is on your mind at that point. And I think it's not about mental ill health, it's more about mental health. How do we support mental good health? And that's become really important. I think that's what we've really focused on during the pandemic. How do we keep ourselves mentally well?
And do you think now that obviously we're still not fully out of the woods, but restrictions have eased, we're more open to seeing people and doing things. But do you think now, even despite those restrictions easing, the charity is going to continue putting mental well-being at the forefront of what they're doing?
I hope so. I mean, I think, you know, it's really important that we normalise the impact of sight loss right from the beginning. You know, we don't know when it's going to come, you know, but with any kind of loss, and sight, losing your sight is a loss, you know, there will be an emotional impact. So, you know, it's really fantastic that we're saying this is a very normal reaction and we're here to support you.
So RNAB also has, we're talking about the sessions, but there's also a number of resources that RNAB has online through their website as well.
Yeah, so we have some good mental health sheets. And again, what we've done is over the many years we've listened and supported people around some of the emotional impact, we've taken and boiled down what the sort of the most common issues are, and we've turned them into good mental health sheets. And, you know, some of these cover things like exercise, and knowing there's a well-researched reported connection between the use of exercise and good mental health, and how you might do that if you have sight loss. Things around, you know, fears about becoming a parent, or eating, or, you know, mindfulness. So what we've tried to do is, people may not want to engage and talk to somebody, but they may just want to read a little bit more or find a little bit more that's relevant to sight loss rather than the general population. So yeah, we've tried to create some of the most common things that we hear in counselling to help people. And it might be that you read one of those and realise that's something you want to talk about a little bit more. Or again, you might read one of these sheets and go, oh, that's really good. That's really helped me. That's what I wanted to know.
And there's also, for anyone, I think you touched upon this a little bit, for anyone that has been maybe recently diagnosed, you have the Living Well with Sight Loss courses as well.
Yeah, so Living Well, there's quite a few new courses, again, that have developed during the coronavirus time as well. So there's a Living Well with Sight Loss course, and that is very much about somebody who's newly diagnosed and perhaps someone else from their family coming along and finding out a little bit more about some of our products and services and things that just make living with sight loss that little bit easier. We've also got some Focus on Coronavirus courses, which very much help people emerge into what they've described as a different world now the restrictions are lifting, and at the same time where people who are perhaps using guide dogs or have learned routes have lost confidence. So some group support around emerging out of the coronavirus restrictions. The other one is Focus on Wellbeing course. And that's very much about keeping people or exploring things that can help people keep mentally buoyant. And it looks at the five ways of well-being that's sort of in the NHS strategy. And that may be, you know, good eating, having a hobby, looking after ourselves and making ourselves feel well, you know, through, you know, makeup or dress. Lots of different things that help us keep mentally well. So it's a range of options there that can be used for support.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Now, for anyone listening to this, if you would like to find out more, you can, of course, as Amanda said, contact the RNAB helpline. And the number for that is 0303 123 9999, or you can also visit the RNAB website. So the address for all those resources for mental health during coronavirus is rnab.in/coronavirus-wellbeing. Now the C and the W are capital, so it's rnab.in/coronavirus-wellbeing. Amanda, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your knowledge on the Happy Hour. It's always so nice to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, and hope everyone has a good World Mental Health Day.
Now, of course, we couldn't do any of this work without your support, so thank you so much to players of People's Postcode Lottery for supporting RNIB's counselling services. We couldn't do any of this work without you.
Know my heart, know my heart, know my heart.
That great track from James Morrison, it's You Give Me Something on RNIB Connect Radio. Holly and Pauline are still with you until the end of this hour. And now Paralympian and British adaptive rower who won bronze at the 2008 Summer Paralympics and who won gold at the 2012 Summer Paralympics, Naomi Richards, shares how she looks after her mental health.
The last 18 months have been super challenging in so many ways for everybody. And I've found that I've had to try and work out how to, you know, feel more peaceful in my own mind or to feel or to sort of de-stress myself. I've had to sort of figure that out because you can't just, we haven't been able to until recently, just phone up a friend and say, can we go for a walk? Or, you know, it's been a little bit more difficult. But one thing I've really enjoyed doing in the last sort of 18 months, I'm very fortunate that I have a park a few minutes walk from me, and it's next to the River Thames, which obviously I love and I know so well because I spend a lot of time rowing on it. And just being there and watching the world go by and people watching and being sort of lost in my own mind. I don't put in any music or, you know, or a podcast or anything to listen to, but I just sit and observe the world. And I actually find that that does make me quite sort of calm and sort of feel quite relaxed. So for me, getting out into a bit of nature, connecting with nature in terms of just sitting under my favourite tree in the park and just watching the world go by does bring me a lot of peace and calm, which has really helped me because at times my brain is like a very, very, very busy railway station with a lot of stuff happening and a lot of things going in different directions. So that's how I sort of calm myself down.
Paralympian Naomi Richards, MBE there. Now we'll have our music therapy moment for you at the end of the show. And shortly, blind chef Kim Jay will join us to share a quick and easy exercise, which we can do together to help calm our minds.
Tina Turner and We Don't Need Another Hero on RNIB Connect Radio. It's the Happy Hour with Holly and Paulina. And we've talking this next one up a little bit, haven't we?
Yeah, it's Kim Jay, and she's returning to walk us through a nice exercise to, you know, help ease our mind and get some of that much needed peace and quiet we need these days. Now, I'm quite excited to hear this one because I've actually been practicing my meditation a little bit, and I've been using the Smiling Mind app, which is free and it's also accessible. So have you been practicing, Holly?
I haven't done as much meditation as I should have, so I think this one will help me focus on that a little bit.
Okay, well, you have a chance now because Kim Jay is going to share her exercise with us now. So we're both going to take a break with you as well and do the exercise. So here she is.
We all have moments of stress. We all get worked up. We all get confused. And there are times where you just want to scream. Now, when I get like that, I find a quiet space and I sit or I lie down comfortably and make sure that no one's in the room with you. And I go through a breathing technique which helps slow down my breathing, slow down my heart rate, and it helps to lower the blood pressure and puts me in a calm and safe environment. And if you do this, even if it's for 5 minutes a day, it will help to center you and to make things so much easier. Now, what I want you to do is to either sit down or lie down comfortably. Let your body relax. Just focus on my voice. Listen to the waves. and imagine yourself sitting on a beautiful beach. Golden sand underneath you. Clear blue ocean in front. The waves coming towards you. Hear the sound of the waves. Feel the warmth of the sun on you. The gentle breeze caressing your face. And as you do so, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose. And out through your mouth. And with each breath, you can feel your body getting lighter. The world around you disappearing. Breathe in through your nose. Out through your mouth. You're in a safe place. No one can hurt you. There are no worries. No pain. Deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Your body is getting lighter. And each time you take a breath, I want you to breathe in the energy of the waves. And as you breathe out all your worries. Breathe in the energy of the wind, and as you breathe out all your pain. Breathe in the stability of the earth, and as you breathe out, breathe away all those arguments and frictions. You're in a safe place, and no one can hurt you. As you breathe, you can feel a warmth flowing from your toes and up your legs. It's pleasant, it's comforting. Deep breath in. Breathe out. That warmth is flooding through your torso, through your arms, and into your neck. Breathe in. Breathe out. And as it goes through your face and into your head, it pushes away all the darkness. And you are full of light and love. And as you breathe in, you know that you are love. Breathe out, you are joy. Breathe in, you are happiness. Breathe out, your contentment. Feel your body and your mind go free. There is nothing restricting you, nothing controlling you. Breathe in, breathe out. You are strong. You are confident. You own your destiny. You are the master of your life. Now listen to the waves. Feel the freedom of your body and your mind. And focus on nothing but the elements and your breathing. As you breathe in, your whole body is full of love. Breathe out. Breathe in. You are strong and independent. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. You are safe, you are happy. And as you slowly open your eyes, you're going to keep that feeling and it will stay with you. And whenever you're struggling with your thoughts, whenever life gets too much, close your eyes. Imagine yourself sitting on that beach, taking deep breaths in and breathing out. Now relax and open your eyes.
Verb, bringing us to the end of today's happy hour. Thank you so much for keeping us company today. Now, as always, before we leave, we're going to hear today's music therapy moment.
And this time around, it's a track chosen by both Holly and myself. And this one comes from an artist we both adore.
Olivia Rodrigo. The reason we chose this song is because it's a good reminder to check in with friends and family to see if they're okay, and to let someone know that you're proud of them.
So obviously, if you're listening to the song that Olivia is going to sing for us very shortly, and you're thinking, gosh, I would love to share my own music therapy moment with the Happy Hour, well, it's very simple.
Yes, just get in touch. Email radio@rnib.org.uk, find us on Twitter at RNIB Radio, or on Facebook, we're RNIB Connect Radio. But now it's time for our music therapy moment. Here's Olivia Rodrigo and Hope You Are Okay.
I knew a boy once when I was small, a towhead blonde with eyes of salt. He played the drum in the marching band. His parents cared more about the Bible.
Hey, you're listening to the Happy Hour podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you're enjoying the songs and would like to hear them in full, along with all the interviews, tips, and our chat, just catch the full show plus some extra tracks that you might have missed on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on every Monday at 1 p.m. with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. And we have new episodes every other week. But for now, I hope you enjoyed the Happy Hour podcast and we'll see you on the next episode.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.